ever wondered what you could accomplish for God? Then we have a verse for you. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
Yes, and I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Well, thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about Psalm 60, verse 12, to help deepen your Christian living. Well, are there times when you forget that the God of the universe is on your side? Did you know that any victory in your life is because of Him? That's what we're going to talk about today as we look at Psalm 60, verse 12. It says, "Through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who will trample down our enemies."
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I love these little shorts that we're doing. They're so fun, yeah. and they're so fulfilling and stuff. And we give you just enough, right, that you could, mm-hmm. you know, put a sticky on the bathroom mirror to get you through the week and stuff. But I'm excited about this because, yes, yeah. So God is for us, not against us, and it's going to be a great episode. But before we dive in, I just want to let you know how you can support our podcast. So if you're enjoying this, please share the podcast with those that you know. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe. And you can also support us by helping us to grow by partnering with us in prayer and financial support or serving as a sponsor spotlight.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. Well, guys, I love how this verse tells us so much with so few words. You know, it starts out with "through God," and this pretty much says it all, don't you think? I mean, it is through God that we are even alive, that we have breath, that we have being. You know, it's through God that we're able to accomplish anything, much less win victories, which is what we're talking about today, Tammy.
That is powerful. That's a good reminder. Everything comes through Christ. Life, everything we have is through Him. Without Him, we wouldn't even be here, right? Mm-hmm. Let alone have a purpose. I know, because my little points that I wrote down when I was, you know, thinking about this, you know, we want to think about stuff before we bring it to you. You know, that all things are possible through God who believe. Part of it is believing. Do you believe that all things are possible through Him? You know, and it also brings back His power. You have to believe that God's powerful enough. I mean, obviously He created the universe. He created me and Joe Heather and, you know, everything, the world, and put the stars in motion. You know, do you believe Him that He's powerful enough to help you accomplish things and overcome with victory?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that from Matthew 19, you know, Jesus saying, you know, with God, all things are possible. I was actually just talking to my son about this as we were going to school today. And, you know, I was asking him, I was like, "Do you believe it?" You know, and I'm having him repeat it, you know, repeat it. And maybe that's what you need for today, just kind of building on other verses, because we always talk about scripture, interpret scripture here on the podcast. And I hope you know that in your life as well. So let's look at the next part. It builds on the first. It says, "Through God, we will do valiantly." So I wanted to take a look at how that word is used in the Bible. And as I was looking into it, the word valiantly means strength, might, power, ability. So not only do we do well through God, but it's through Him that we display great strength, which I think is what valiantly is meaning here. What do you think, Tammy?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about that. And I also did a synonym search.
Because
as a writer, you know, I like to look. It helps me to understand how people use words and what other words could be used in place of it. So some of the words that came up were, and this is modern day stuff. This isn't necessarily going to, you know, the Bible to search for. This is today. If you were to take this word that people probably don't use normally in their vocabulary, it says that it's fearless. It means that you're fearless, you're brave, and you're courageous. So if you think about those, you know, if you want to put that in place of that, what God's saying here is, you know, that through God, we can be fearless. We can be brave and courageous because it is not in our own strength, you know, but the power of His. Yes. You know, that we have that. I love connecting the dots for stuff. The other thing I did was I looked at the NIV because I have NIV is a Bible that my husband had given me that I had. It's got me through pretty much a big chunk of my life, and it actually says it here. It replaces it and says that God will gain the victory. Mm. That's what it used there, and I said, "Isn't that interesting? God will gain. That's a promise." Mm-hmm. You know, that's coming kind of back to what Joe Heather said, you have. And I just love that, meaning that the battle is already won. What do you think, yes. Joe Heather? It's won.
Yes. Amen. I love that because I've been really meditating recently on the fact that we stand on victory ground. Mm. We're on victory ground because of Christ.
Yes.
Right? And it is what you just said. You know, he gets the glory. He's won the battle. He's done all the work. But we get to be there with him. And we get, and that's what this verse is promising us. And when you said strong and courageous, it made me think of Joshua, who I just love. You know, the Lord just repeats over and over, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. And I mean, that's what we need to hear. And so now we want to look at the words that, to me, you know, it's great to hear today. And maybe this is meaningful for you, this part of the verse. It is God who will trample down our enemies. Mm. And one version I read, I don't remember which one it was right now, but it said that God will break under his feet those who fight against us. And I thought, ooh, I really like that. God will, you know, I'm imagining him crushing my enemies. And so you might be sitting there saying, what are you talking about? I don't have any enemies. You know, there are no enemies in my life. But I want you to think about this. Maybe you're not in a war zone. Maybe somebody is listening to this right now that is in a war zone. Because, you know, as Tammy said, we go out around the world. The word of God travels far and wide and never returns void. Maybe you are in a battle zone right now. But for those of you who might be sitting in what they feel like is a really safe place and are like, I don't have enemies. Well, I'm going to challenge you. What about that secret sin that no one knows about in your life? That's your enemy. That's your enemy. And I want you to think about what this verse says. And I want you to be reminded that God will trample down that foe. Mm. Because that he's going to tread down your adversaries, whether they're physical, emotional, or spiritual.
Mm, that's true. And you know, we all have the enemy, the devil. Mm-hmm. He hates Christians. He hates us with a passion. And he will do anything he can to stop you from living it. If you don't feel the attack of the enemy, maybe you're not out there on the front line living for Christ. You can't just say in your little prayer closet in your safe walls of the church. When you step out and you really start living for Christ, you will discover that enemy. You know, and the other thing I wrote down because I was thinking about this is people don't recognize what is an enemy. Sickness against your body or your loved one is an attack of the enemy. The Bible talks about the shield of faith that we have to armor up in, you know, Ephesians, we got to put on the armor of God because we're in battle. There is an enemy, whether you think there's an enemy or not. It comes against you. Lack is an attack of the enemy. God wants, he wants us to have the abundant life. Jesus even said, I come that you should have life and have it more abundantly. So there is one. So, you know, you might not be thinking about these things, but these are attacks. So you got to recognize when they're attacks so you can defend yourself in a word. You know, and you also have to remember what this verse teaches is who fights?
Yeah.
God is the one that fights for you. God fights for you. We put on the armor of God, but this is saying he's got the victory. But it's our faith. It's our faith that God's going to win the victory for us. You know, and it also made me think, Joe Heather, about, you know, Jesus will crush the serpent's head. Yes. You know, so this, you know, this is foretold, you know, that, you know, he's got that victory over Satan. Now he's already gone to the cross, but there's a final victory coming where the enemy will be no more at some point, you know. Mm-hmm. We have that to look forward to, that promise that it will once and for all be crushed. Right. And that God fights for us. And then, you know, it was interesting because I was thinking back to, you know, I wrote a book, you know, My God in Whom I Trust, Psalms 91. I know I talked about that in there. So I got my book out the other night. I'm looking through there, you know. And so, because it talks, there's a verse in there. It says in verse 13 in that psalm, it says, you would tread upon the lion and the cobra and you would trample the great lion and the great serpent. And so chapter 9, I talk about what does that mean? Because we will do that. Because after Christ comes, right, he takes back the victory and he lives in us. So we have the victory over stuff now. So, you know, back when Psalms were written, Christ hadn't come yet. It was a promise to come. But God still crushes you because, you know, remember, Jesus is Christ, Jesus is God, and God is also indwelling in us with that power.
Yes.
So I think this is definitely a very powerful verse that you could, that you can take and you can meditate on. Like, you have to meditate on this verse. Think about it. So we're going to ready wrap up, but I want to let you know here before we wrap up in closing that today's sponsor spotlight is sponsored by our very own Christian coach, Jo Heather Dotson. She is a coach and thinking partner for individuals as well as ministry and business leaders. You know, sometimes business leaders really need that extra little help because they're doing a lot. They're on the front lines. You know, she also hosts a weekly Points to Ponder video with tips on Christian living. Look for it, you know, each Tuesday. I just saw the one, you know, today. on Tuesday on your favorite social media channel, and find out more about Jo Heather at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, you know, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tammy. You know, as Tammy was saying, it's by God's power that you do mighty things. It's by His power that you'll accomplish great things for His kingdom and for His people. So, you know, guys, it's your turn. How can you apply this verse to your life? I want you to really think about it. And as Tammy mentioned at the start of the show, write this verse down. Meditate on it. Let it be your call to victory, you know, because you're in victory with Christ. So thank you for taking time to join us today. To support us and learn more about our upcoming Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.